This is another Red FM podcast. And remember, if you enjoyed this episode, for more podcasts, check out redextra.ie. It's full of great Red FM content.
I'm saucy and I'm posh. I'm all about the dosh. I live in Ballinlock because I can't afford BlackRock. You can ask me for advice, but don't expect me to be nice. It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
I'm the top social media influencer in South Munster, measured by the number of my followers who don't realise I haven't paid for a single thing since 2017. So, I was having a free massage with a lip filler yesterday when it came to me. Hashtag property. I could work my hashtag influencing magic and help people to sell their houses. Just imagine it, an Instagram post where I walk around your gaff in a €450 jumpsuit tailor-made for my new boobs, saying, five bedrooms, underfloor heating, south-facing garden, both the neighbour's sons are in prez. That's 20k straight onto the value of your house. I'd be grand with 10%. Can you help? At You So Wish Like, Turner's Cross and Monte Carlo, maybe you could put out a few feelers among the estate agent community.
No need. I was actually at their annual ball last night and there's no shortage of feelers in the estate agent community.
Hi, it's all about Lapland on our parents' WhatsApp group. Busy, busy BlackRock moms who swear blind it's a new cream, but we all know it's Botox. Ava, two Miu Miu handbags, told us she spent €3,000 bringing her Hugo to Lapland, followed by a further €5,000 in counselling because she had to sit next to someone from Ovens there and back. They gave their kids crisps, own brand. Kira, three sons in prez, said she ended up sitting next to a greyhound guy from Whitechurch called Timmy Dogs. I mean, that's verging on assault. So is there a Brown Thomas style Lapland where we can steer clear of these types? Monica, BlackRock Road.
My friend four-star Fiona is in the travel game. I said, where do posh Cork professional parents head for in December? She said, Amsterdam. I said, surely you can't bring your kids there for the weekend. She said, exactly. Hashtag head wrecked from them.
Now listen up, Petty. I've done my best to bring my children up as decent members of the British elite. And you can keep your snide jokes to yourself if you want to avoid another famine. The problem is my youngest daughter, Cressida. She's always looking for ways to annoy her mother and me. And when dealing heroin failed to raise an eyebrow, she decided to become a fan of Westlife. How embarrassing! Anyway, she contacted me yesterday from her yurt in Mongolia to tell me this Westlife are playing some place called Porky Kiev next summer, and I must organize the accommodation. Where should she stay? Lord Edmund de Servant Spanker. Are Westlife from Cork?
They wish! Two of them are from Sligo, which is the Irish word for never again. Anyway, accommodation. Your Cressida strikes me as an old money type who spends every waking hour disguising her contempt for the less well-off. So she'd be totes at home in St. Luke's.
I'm the leading social media influencer in the Western Europe, measured by the number of times I post a photo of me with a young model at the opening of a new car dealership with the hashtag Ain't She Gorgeous, even though it's obvious that I'm the hot one. Do you know that kind of way? Anyway, I'm completely flat out from all the influencing and way too busy to tidy my house. Hashtag look at the mess. Hashtag disgrace to me, ma'am. I asked around the influencer community for tips on a cheap way to get someone to clean the gaff, and they all said the same thing. Get an au pair. Where's a good place to get one? At You So Wish Like, Turner's Cross and Monte Carlo. I don't have any kids.
I grabbed a quick word with my au pair there after she was finished plastering her extension. I said, what would you say if I told you a woman with no kids is looking to hire an au pair? She said, give me her number. I said, would you not miss minding two small kids all day? She said, I just pissed myself there with all the laughing.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner.
Red FM.
Thanks for listening to this Red FM podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and check out redextra.ie for more great Red FM content.